Good morning. This is Jasmine. How can I assist you?
Hi, Jasmine. My name is Kim Fisher, and I am the caregiver for my grandmother. And I am looking to transfer from the company I'm currently at to a different one.
Okay.
But I just want to see, because right now I'm making $1,350.
Uh-huh.
So I just wanted to see if any of your clients, like if you pay that much.
Well, let me see, because it's county-based, the rates are for county. What county is your grandma in?
Montgomery County.
Montgomery County. How many hours, because we pay overtime, how many hours a week does she have?
She has 112.
112. And how many caregivers are doing the 112 hours? Are you splitting your time with someone else?
No, it's just me because I live with her.
So 112 hours, that's probably, you probably already got the max. Are you getting overtime or no?
Yeah, I get overtime.
All right, let me see what I can do for you. All right, give me 1 second to see. Possibly if I can match, that'll offer you something higher, okay? Just stand by, all right? What's your name?
My name's Kim Fisher, Kimberly.
Kimberly Fisher. Give me 1 second, okay? I'm going to go to the boss to see what they got for you, all right?
Hey, thank you.
All right, give me 1 second. Please hold. So, Ms. Kimberly, unfortunately, because you're already making so much money in overtime, we could only honor the rate you're currently in if you're unhappy with your services and offer you a sign-on bonus of $300.
Okay, and so you would keep me at my $1,350
uh-huh.
and the time and a half for overtime?
Yes, uh-huh.
That's it. That's 2025, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds great.
All right. What's your mom's first and last name?
Well,
grandmother.
Oh, my grandmother? Her name is Ruth Birchfield.
How do you spell the last name for accuracy?
It's B-I-R-C-H. F-I-E-L-D. And I don't mean to cut you off, Jasmine, but I actually had called a company like last week, but I don't know. Through talking with them, it just sounds like shady. So I have to call them and tell them that I'm going to switch.
Okay.
So I want to do that so I don't get in trouble because they have, like, what's it called, the service coordinator's name and all that.
So first and foremost, I'm going to tell you something. You're not binded to any agency. They can have all the information that they need, but at the end of the day, the service coordinator is going to call Ms. Ruth, and Ms. Ruth has to approve the transfers. No one can do that for you, for her.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
That sounds great.
And if you're the point of contact, they're going to call you.
Okay, yeah, I'm the point of contact. Okay, let me ask you one more question.
Yep.
You said $300 bonus. Do you guys pay weekly or bi-weekly?
Yep. Every Friday, honey.
Okay. All right, then let me give you the information.
Okay, I just need the spelling of her last name. You said it's B as in boy, R-I-E-H as in Harry, F as in Frank, I-E-N-D.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was probably stuttering. It's B as in boy, I as in igloo, R as in Ralph, C-H-F-I-E-L-D.
Birchfield.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, now we're talking. Okay, good. All right, and date of birth?
Her date of birth is 5/14/1925.
Home address?
325 Windsor, W-I-N-D-S-O-R Avenue, and that's in Hatboro, PA, 19040.
And you're the primary caregiver. Your name is Kimberly Fisher, correct?
Yeah, I'm her granddaughter. I live here. I've been here but my whole life. But.
And what's a good number to reach Miss Ruth?
Okay, so her phone number is 610-212-5155. And she'll talk to you, but first of all, she can't hear.
So you're the point of contact. I'm not going to be reaching out to her. Yeah. We just needed a good number to reach her in case of. But I put you already down for everything. You're her everything right now.
Yeah.
All right?
So she's going to be 101.
Oh, my God. That's such a blessing. You're going to
do
a big party, right?
That's just sweetie. Well, we had a party for her 100th. But I was scared she was going to get sick. So we might just have, like, a couple family members over. But, yeah, she's so cute. Wait till you meet her.
That's awesome. So now I just need you to grab some of my information. Let me know when you're ready. And what's the service coordinator's name?
Okay. Her name is Sydney. And I have to look her phone number up.
Yep. And whenever you can, what you're going to do, you're going to call the service coordinator and tell them that you've chosen a provider, you yourself. You, your grandma have chosen a new provider to switch your agencies to, and then just give her my information. So by the time I call her, she knows exactly who I am. And then whatever issues you're having currently with your agency, you don't need to tell them that you're leaving, none of that. You're going to continue on services, continue to clock in and out until we fully take over, so there's no lapse in services for Ruth and no lapse in pay for you, okay? The state will notify your agency that you are no longer going to be with them. Let them do that for you, okay?
Oh, okay. Perfect. So her service coordinator is Sydney. Do you want her phone number?
Please.
Oh, and it's phone first. You guys take them, right?
Excuse me?
She has Keystone first.
Yeah. Keystone is one of the providers, for that.
Okay, and her name is Sydney, and it's
267-990-4871.
All right. Sydney's really nice. But she talks with, like, a flat ass, like, affect, so you might think she's being rude, but she's not.
Oh, that's okay. Mm-hmm. Just let me know when you're ready to write down the information for us, and then I'm going to see if someone is available to further assist you onto the hiring application so that you could get it out the way. And then we can place that call to your service coordinator and get everything ready for you guys, okay?
Okay, perfect. Okay, go ahead. I'm ready.
My name is Jasmine.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Family First Care. We're number one in the county right now, and we're one of the highest paying agencies. Thank God we were able to match your salary and offer you a bonus.
Yes.
As point of contact, I'm going to be putting you down. I'm just reviewing the information. Okay, so you're the granddaughter. And a good number to reach you is the one on my call ID, correct? The 267?
Yeah.
660-8313.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to list your grandmother's number as a secondary, but just so we have it on file.
Okay.
And you gave me 610-212-5155.
Yeah.
And you do all 112 hours.
Yeah. That's not going to be a problem.
No. Mm-mm.
Okay, good.
If you went over the 112, then that is, because legally you can't, one person cannot do all the hours because it's just too much.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
You got to ask your grandmother, what is the secret to longevity? What does she eat? Is she a healthy eater? What does she do? What's her routine like?
She's healthy now because she drinks her protein shakes and I make her eat like healthy stuff. But no, she is a McDonald's girl.
No way.
Yes.
See what I'm saying?
I know. She never smoked. She never drank. She never.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Yeah, but she'll tell you it's Jesus.
So she was more of a food junkie.
Yeah, she was, yeah.
She still is.
She still is. She'll eat her candy, and, like, when I'm making her dinner, I'll come out, and she has, like, her candy at her little tray.
Oh, she has a stash.
Why are you eating this? Making you dinner.
She has her stash. Good for her.
Yeah.
There's no minors in the home, correct? You're the only one living with her?
Yeah.
Kimberly Fisher. I'm just writing down your phone number again because I have to put it in multiple locations, so just bear with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I'm going to be transferring this to Ms. Zena. She's going to be furthering you along in the hiring process, and welcome to Family First Care. It's been a pleasure assisting you, Ms. Kimberly. You take care of yourself, okay?
Okay, Jasmine. Thank you.
Yep, and you call me if you need me. My number is 267-551-7410.
7410. Okay, thank you.
All right. Please hold. Will I get you, Ms. Zena, on the line? Please hold.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, this is Zena with Family First Care.
Hi, Zena. How are you?
I'm doing well. Am I speaking with Kimberly?
Yeah.
Okay, so you just got transferred from Jasmine, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm an intake coordinator here at Family First, which means I'll be assisting you until you're ready to start services. Now, am I speaking with a client now or the caregiver?
I'm my grandma's caregiver.
Okay, got it. So I just wanted to go over the process with you quickly. Basically, two things need to take place in order to transfer. The first thing is for you to complete paperwork to become a caregiver with us. And so I'll have all those sent over to you via text now. And the second thing would be for the insurance to send an authorization. Okay?
Okay.
Now, do you guys have a specific date that you're looking to start?
Yeah, probably by March 1st or the end of the month. I mean, whenever. It doesn't matter.
Okay. End of the month. So
definitely
let's
before March.
Let's aim for, I feel like the easiest day to switch over personally is a Monday, because mm-hmm. that's the beginning of our pay week. So
okay.
How about the 23rd of February?
23rd of February.
That'll
yeah.
give you about 2 weeks to complete everything.
Okay. Let me see. Let me just write it in my book.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right, and obviously it's not set in stone. If something happens, we'll be able to adjust that. But for now, when we reach out to the insurance, we'll just give them that date. They'll also call you guys to confirm the transfer. Mm-hmm. And you're with Keystone? Your patient's with Keystone?
Yes. She has Keystone birth.
Okay. So I have the coordinator's information. Does she have the service coordinator's information as well?
Yeah, Sydney is her name.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's who we'd both need to be reaching out to. So I'm going to reach out after this phone call. And
okay.
if you can have the patient reach out, Ruth, just to verify
okay.
as well, I'm going to text you our agency information in case the coordinator has any questions. Now,
uh-huh.
I did just send you a text message with the onboarding requirements. Did you receive that?
Hold on. Let me see. Yes. Hi, this is Monica with
yes.
Family First. Okay.
So this is actually, I'm not Monica, but Monica will be working with you to help you complete the requirements, and this is her number. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So it's basically an application, a competency test, which is a test on caregiving, direct deposit mm-hmm. form, I-9W-4 form, and then for the documents, we would need a TB test done within the year. Do you have that?
So actually, I was telling Jasmine this. I actually had started the process with another company, and I just got the TB test yesterday.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, so you guys can use that one, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I did. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so it's
and
just
then
I get that, I'll send it over.
Okay, so it should be quick. And then a 2-year proof of residency and an ID, form of ID.
Okay.
Okay. So everything's,
license.
Yeah, driver's license is fine. Everything mm-hmm. Can be sent over via text to that number, and we'll save it to your file, and you can reach
mm-hmm.
out if there are any questions. Okay? I'm going to text you my
okay.
number as well. I'm more or less in charge of the authorization, so I'll be following up on that.
Okay, so we have, what was your name again? I'm sorry.
My name is Dina. So there's two people you'll be working
Dina,
with, me and Monica.
Okay, thank you.
All right, any questions?
No, just what your number is.
Okay, so I can text it to you or you can write it down.
Okay, can we do both? I'm like
yes, sure.
Old.
I'm yeah.
like not text, but... Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So my name is Dina again, D-I-N-A. My number is 267-551-7429.
Okay. And so I sent you the TB test and the driver's license, or I send it all to
So all the caregiving requirements go to Monica. I'll just
okay.
be on the sidelines reaching out to the insurances. But if, yeah,
okay.
it's a, we both work hand in hand, so if you ever get confused, it's fine. We'll figure it out.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
And that phone number, the 267-551.
So that's my number.
Oh, that's your number. Oh, yeah, you just
yes.
gave me
that. So if you look, yeah. If you look in the beginning of the text, in case you get confused, you'll just see our names in the first message.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Dina. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's it for now. I'll follow up with you once I reach the authorization, once I reach the insurance,
mm-hmm.
sorry, regarding the authorization. And you
mm-hmm.
call me if you have any questions, okay?
Okay. So, and I call the service coordinator myself, right now?
Oh, okay.
Or do I?
Oh, so the service coordinator needs to confirm with the patient. So you can be on the phone as well, but the patient needs to be there to confirm.
Okay. All right. So, and then the just to reiterate, if you need the TB test, which I won't get those results for a week, they said.
Okay, that's fine, considering that you're not starting for another 2 weeks.
Yeah. And then my driver's license. That's all you need for me because it said other things like proof of residency.
And then a two-year proof of residency. So that can be any document. I listed some examples there that proves that you're a resident in Pennsylvania for over 2 years. So anything from 2023 or earlier.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That can include an ID, pay stub, bank statement, anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. So you have a good one, and we'll be in touch shortly.
Okay. Thank you, Dina. Have a good day.
You're welcome. Bye.